The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ tells us in the Gospel that he would not reveal himself to the world, but only to those who love him. And in the first reading we hear, he did not leave himself without witness, for he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful season, and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts. Oftentimes there's a temptation within each of us that pulls us to disbelief, that pulls and draws us towards thinking, God has too much to worry about. He doesn't care about me. He's not worried one bit about me. Or we get this experience that we don't feel God, that we can't find him, as if he were here once and now has disappeared or has gone very far away. But the readings today give us some insight on how to go about recognizing that God does indeed care for us and is very much there for us. He reveals himself to us and shows that he cares for us in a myriad of ways that we don't always recognize. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts. The happiness you felt on your wedding day, at the birth of your child, the time you celebrated getting that new job or promotion, the beauty that surrounds you in nature, all of these moments are moments of God revealing himself to you. The goodness in your life is God revealing himself. If only we'd pay attention, then we'd notice him everywhere we go and in everything we see and do. So I'll leave you with a quote from St. Augustine. "Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was outside, and it was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you. Yet if they had not been in you, they would have not been at all. You called, you shouted, and you broke through my deafness. You flashed, you shone, and you dispelled my blindness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for you. I have tasted you. Now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace."